The latest India-US defense deal is the sale of this airborne early warning aircraft, Hawkeye E-2D, developed by American arms manufacturer Northrop Grumman. Wolf Gross, the corporate director of the company, says the reconnaissance plane has yet to be introduced in the U.S. Navy. Its sale to India, he says, is a symbol of how close India-U.S. military relations are.
So they could have advanced Hawkeyes in India about the same time that the U.S. Navy becomes fully operational with the same aircraft.
During Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to India in July, the two countries agreed on the terms of such high-technology sales to India. India's ambassador to Washington, Meera Shankar, is optimistic about future cooperation.
Our militaries, once unfamiliar with each other, now hold regular dialogue and joint exercises in the air and on land and sea. We coordinate anti-piracy efforts and have worked together on humanitarian missions. Our defense trade was negligible a decade ago. We placed orders worth $3.5 billion last year, and it could grow even more in the future.
Since joint exercises between the two countries are expected to grow, it is better for India to buy equipment that is compatible with the U.S. military, says Walter Anderson at Johns Hopkins University. He says India imports most of its oil and gas and other merchandise by sea, and India is in favor of holding more joint naval exercises.
There's a real and present danger from growing threats of piracy, both on the eastern and western ends of the sea lanes that coming out of the Straits of Hormuz, carrying oil and gas, and the west, and also the sort of the Horn of Africa as well, off the Somalia coast, where there have been some real problems.
In the wake of last year's Mumbai terror attacks, Anderson says India is also keen to get help from the U.S. on how to combat terrorism. India blamed the attacks on a Pakistan-based militant group known as Lashkar-e-Taiba. The group is still intact and determined to repeat the Mumbai terror attacks, says Michael Leiber, who heads the Counter-Terrorism Center in Washington.
I think it is worth noting that in Pakistan, Lashkar-e-Taiba, an al-Qaeda ally, continues to pose a threat to a variety of interests in South Asia. And the group continues to plan attacks in India that could have major geopolitical consequences for the U.S. fight against terrorism.
The Mumbai terror attacks were a wake-up call for India, says Wolf Gross at Northrop Grumman. He says, as India shores up security on its coasts, it will also be a large market for U.S. anti-terrorism equipment, such as high-speed boats.
Speedboats, if you will. To patrol the coasts in very short range, and larger ships further out to sea, constituting a better and broader base patrol capability, as well as operations centers that are geared to share information, provide information back and forth.
Military analysts say the ongoing military cooperation between India and the United States is bound to grow, as India plans to spend billions of dollars for modernizing its defense capabilities. India, they say, is preparing for short-term threats from Pakistan and long-term deterrence against China. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.